Our next story also has to do with injured veterans, but it's a sports story as well. The Warrior Games take place in Colorado next week. It's a sort of Olympic specifically designed for wounded, ill, or injured veterans, combat or otherwise. The games are hosted by the U.S. Olympic Committee at its training center in Colorado Springs. From member station KRCC, Andrea Chalfin has this preview.
Marine Sergeant James Krebs takes his laps in a pool at Colorado College in the heart of Colorado Springs. Originally from Houston, Texas, Krebs spent some time in Okinawa and North Carolina. Before being deployed to Iraq in 2005, he suffers from a brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder and says swimming began his therapy. But now Krebs says the opportunity to compete in the Warrior Games means the world to him.
For a long time, I felt that I really couldn't do much. You know, I got people telling me that I'll never walk straight again, or people telling me that, you know, simple things like, you know, you're gonna be spending multiple hours a week in therapy just to be able to go out into public. And now I'm to the point where, you know, I feel like I'm on a high enough level to where I can compete with other people whether they're injured or not. And it's something that's been missing for a long time.
And Krebs isn't the only one who feels this way. Several of the athletes participating in the games expressed feelings of camaraderie and competitiveness that they say they haven't felt in some time. Just north of Colorado College at the Air Force Academy, Chief Master Sergeant Damian Orseline practices wheelchair basketball. The Ohio native is competing in swimming and basketball. On his third combat tour in Iraq, Orseline's base came under fire in Kirkuk. His right hip had to be replaced, his shoulder reconstructed, and he lost his hearing in his right ear. Orseline says these games have helped him feel like an athlete again.
Yeah, I've always been competitive. And then I lost a piece of that, and these games have given me that back. So I will forever be grateful for what they've done. Regardless of how we do in the games, I feel I've already won.
And that's part of the idea, according to USOC Paralympics Chair Charlie Huebner. But he says he doesn't want to make too much of this single week of competition.
This event is 5 days. I'm more concerned about the 360 days a year that an injured soldier or a veteran in their community is participating and engaged in daily physical activity. And the Department of Defense and Department of Veteran Affairs are in that same space.
The Warrior Games take place all week in Colorado Springs with around 200 participants from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. Events include swimming, basketball, rifle, and sitting volleyball. Huebner says they're talking about making the games a yearly event and possibly expanding it to international military organizations. For The World, I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.